Members of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee chastised IRS leaders Thursday. They're unhappy IRS is not archiving all of its employees' emails in an easily accessible electronic database. IRS managers say they'll have a system that complies with federal record-keeping standards by December, but critics say it should have happened years ago. More now from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
The latest dust-up over document retention procedures surrounds a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit between Microsoft and the IRS. Last month, the agency told a federal judge that it could not comply with a court order to save emails from former IRS official Samuel Maruca because it had already designated his hard drive for destruction shortly after he left the agency in 2014. Although the IRS now says it can cobble together most of the emails from other backup sources, Republicans on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, who have held dozens of hearings dating back to 2013, said record destruction was an ongoing problem that validated several members' calls for the impeachment of Commissioner John Koskinen. North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows.
Storage is cheap. I mean, it would have been so much easier when the first hearing happened, not 24 hearings later, but the first hearing, and say, you know what, gosh, we're going to have this problem. We better preserve everything. What precluded you from doing that? From preserving everything? At that point, when Lois Lerner first came in here and took the fifth, what stopped you from saying, let's just preserve everything?
As of last month, the IRS has decided to do just that, says Jeff Tribbiano, the Deputy Commissioner for Operations.
We recognize the situation reflects a shortcoming in our document controls. Therefore, pending further review of the IRS's litigation hold procedures, the Commissioner has ordered a halt to the erasure and recycling of employees' devices, including computer hard drives and mobile devices, for all departing employees. We will now copy material off the hard drive of every employee who leaves the agency and store that information in a digital format in addition to retaining the physical hard drive. We are also broadening our litigation hold procedures to ensure that hold instructions are provided not only to the pertinent employee, but also to the employee's supervisor. We will also update our procedures for processing employees who leave the service to ensure that appropriate personnel are advised of pending litigation holds and document collection efforts involving the records of custody for departing employees.
But the department had already instituted a similar policy 2.5 years ago, following allegations that the IRS had been improperly singling out conservative groups for their nonprofit status. Terrence Milholland, the agency's chief technology officer, issued a memo ordering that all backup tapes containing emails be saved indefinitely, rather than just 6 months. That policy was violated when the IRS, due to what officials say was an employee error, destroyed 422 backup tapes that may have contained emails sent or received by Lois Lerner, long a target of the committee's investigations. Here's Milholland.
I was literally blown away by the fact that it had happened. Because, again, I thought the instructions were remarkably clear.
IRS officials say the 2013 policy was never rescinded, but they seem to suggest Thursday that it didn't apply to the Maruca case because the policy was only meant to apply to long-term backup tapes and because the policy had since been amended to relax the data retention rules for the hard drives of IRS workers who were not part of the tax-exempt and government entities division.
During the Windows 7 implementation 2 years ago basically because of budgetary problems, we went and asked, hey, if we copy all the hard drives we've been saving, can we now reuse them so that we can implement Windows 7? And we got permission to do that. So in that sense, those non-TEGE hard drives were reused. So in that sense, they were rescinded.
Jason Chaffetz, the committee's chairman, was unpersuaded by that answer.
You can dance around this all the time. You had a reservation order in place. You had a do not destroy, and you continue to destroy them. You have represented to the Department of Justice and to the courts and to the United States Congress that you're not doing this. This issue has never been fixed, and that's why we continue to have these hearings.
IRS officials said many of their document archiving challenges had to do with the sheer scope of the challenge of managing the emails of one of the government's largest agencies and a massive upsurge in records requests since the allegations of improper targeting first surfaced, all during the course of 5 consecutive years of budget cuts. Adjusted for inflation, the IRS budget is 17% lower now than in 2010. In the technology arena, that means the agency has not been able to replace applications and technology architecture that were first designed and implemented in the 1960s and 1970s. Those systems' massive maintenance costs tend to crowd out new spending on new IT infrastructure. Neil Holland said many of the applications are written in COBOL and assembly language, and only a handful of aging IT staffers understand how they work, let alone how to update them.
It affects people, processes, and technology. For example, in the people area, we know that there we have 67 people who are the single points of failure, so to speak, for particular systems. If they left, we wouldn't have any knowledge to deal with an issue in a particular system they support. That's how thin we've become, is that we now can identify the places where we are truly thin. So we have to deal with risk mitigations for those particular systems.
With regard to records management, the IRS has begun to implement a system in line with the National Archives and Records Administration's capstone approach to saving federal records. NARA has determined that the IRS is generally compliant with the guidelines because it's now storing the email records of all of its senior executives in a dedicated permanent database. An Office of Management and Budget directive in August 2012 ordered all agencies to store all of their emails in searchable databases to the full extent possible by the end of 2016. Neil Holland says the IRS will at least partially comply with that deadline by storing all of its employees' records in a separate archiving system instead of relying on individual computers' hard drives and warehouse tape backups.
There's an investment plan to build out the entire process of record retention. This ranges from saving all of the email and all of its attachments, the archiving of information that are on hard drives, in turn being saved. And the first elements of this, if we're able to complete our project, would start to roll out at the beginning, the end of December, beginning of January.
Do you have the resources and the personnel to be able to accommodate this effort?
At the current moment, we do not. We have what we need to implement toward the end of this year, but for the long-term needs of the record retention initiative, to do everything that is being asked in the sense of build a system that can search for anything and do it instantly, that has not yet been, I'll say, completely planned out, nor staff, nor resource.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.